your tenants.
Yes.
And
definitely.
If rent is due and there's no plan.
Well, when she won't say I must
she
go.
She got it.
ones that are supposed to support you first.
All right. So let's move to my response.
Yes.
I've always wanted to have an NGO, actually, mm-hmm. that would accommodate kids mm-hmm. with different psychological pathologies.
Okay.
That includes autism. That includes schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. I know it's not safe because, you know, having people with different mental disabilities in one space is not really the safest idea, you know, because you never know what might happen. Mm-hmm. But I really think I could build that safe space. It's not necessarily like Vescopis where they keep you because walwala, you know. They keep you there because that's your home. Mm-hmm. And that's where you will be accepted. Okay. Rather than, you know, in society where if you are there, you are different to them, so now you're deemed an outcast.
I actually have a friend who's I don't know how to say, is I don't know, of a lack of a better word, like who's not okay. Mm. Yeah. And funny enough, he knows my name. It's just once in a while where he passes me, and when I greet him, beside ubulisa ban. But once in a while, he would come out.
That's funny as hell.
Which is weird. It's so weird that he knows my name. And we talk and have a conversation. And the narrative is he's a taxi driver from Zola.
Yeah.
And he is also a queue marshal.
Yeah.
And that's the story I go with every time I see him.
Wow.